From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the push is on for acceptance of an agreement on a worldwide climate change accord. French and UN leaders are urging national governments to endorse a draft climate deal that limits global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, as marathon talks outside Paris appear to be nearing an end. For VOA, Lisa Bryan has more from the French capital.
Flanked by France's president and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius made an emotional appeal for the world community to sign on to a climate draft he described as ambitious, fair, and legally binding. Like Fabius, Secretary General Ban urged negotiators to make a final push for a deal.
The end is in sight. Let us now finish the job. The whole world is watching. Billions of people are relying on your wisdom.
The final draft text aims to limit greenhouse gas emissions well below a key 2 degrees Celsius target over pre-industrial levels and highlights the more ambitious 1.5 degree goal many vulnerable nations have been lobbying for. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The text released early Saturday still must receive final approval from the delegates of the over 190 nations gathered at the conference, but diplomats expect that to come as early as later in the afternoon. In fact, they have started to gather again in Le Bourget outside France, and maybe a decision will be announced shortly. Make sure you stay with us and at voanews.com for all the latest information. This is VOA News. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of two people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. In a statement, Switzerland's attorney general said the two people were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. Statement said criminal proceedings have been opened against the two under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Traces of explosives were found in the suspect's vehicle when they were arrested, according to Swiss media. Spain's government says an attack in a diplomatic area of the Afghan capital that killed at least 6 people, including 2 Spanish policemen, was an attack on Spain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the car bombing and gunfire that began Friday and continued into Saturday before security forces killed all of the assailants. At least 4 Afghan policemen died in the attack, which took place near the Spanish embassy in Kabul. Several other people were wounded. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated several victims for injuries. Witnesses say at least 3 attackers were involved. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby said despite the violence, the United States believes it must continue to work for a reconciliation between all parties in Afghanistan.
That's another example that the Taliban, or at least elements of the Taliban, still remain committed to acts of terrorism.
However, Kirby added that the attack underscores the urgency and the need for there to be continued support for President Ghani and Chief Executive Officer Abdullah toward an Afghan-led reconciliation process. A Burundian army official says 87 people were killed in violence Friday when 3 military installations were attacked by armed men. Army spokesman Colonel Gaspard Baratusa said Saturday 8 security officers were among those killed and 21 others wounded in the fighting. Baratusa said forces arrested 45 members of the unidentified group that attacked the military installations. Residents of Burundi's capital said that security forces searched homes and dragged out people and shot them, some with their hands tied behind their backs. The violence is associated with the disputed third term of President Pierre Nkurunziza that many Burundians and the international community have opposed, saying it is unconstitutional. 2 days of high-level talks between North and South Korea ended Saturday with no breakthroughs. So say South Korean officials, leaving mixed signals about reconciliation efforts the rivals have made since stepping away from a military standoff in August. The meeting of the officials in the North Korean border town of Kaesong was not expected to produce any substantial results, but is still considered a sign the rivals were working to keep alive an atmosphere of dialogue.
That's the latest world news from VOA.